Hi, Sander. How are you?
Just terrific. And you?
I am well, thank you.
Good.
What are the What are the six signs you might be the reason your employees are quitting? I should think that there would be two big ones. And
yeah, well, there's lots of them. I'm going to just quote some of the people who have written on this, and I disagree with some, but we'll go through it. This is in from Business Management, the magazine, and different quotes from different people. So, number one, your employee schedules are shifting. So one of them says, watch what your people are doing, and especially when they are doing it. If they never arrive early and always leave right on time, look for any excuse to take, and they look for any excuse to take a break of any sort and take their time to park their cars in a spot that facilitates a quick exit, then the issue is with your leadership. If you are a leader, the responsibility is yours. Well, I'm not sure of that. I mean, to me, that's not a sign. Some people have to get home early for their kids, particularly women. I'm not sure about that one, but that's number one. Number two, your team acts robotic. The answer to the question of is it me? Will it be written on the faces of your employees? If the people you interact with on a daily basis are in fact stone-faced, stiff, and robotic, it could point to a motivation problem and unhappiness with your organization. But creating a culture that's motivated and enjoyable, people will be smiling more often, laughing together, and enjoying the camaraderie. Maybe. All right. Number three, unexpected and unwarranted behaviors keep cropping up. When there is a trend of certain unexpected and unwanted behaviors, a boss should question their own management style. It could be a few employees are no longer delivering the quality of work they used to. It could be they turn up late. It could be complaints by some of the team, directly or indirectly, with the manager. Calling in sick often and leaving the organization is the norm. Questionable again. Four, John Maxwell, a famous leadership author, by the way, John Maxwell. He says, leadership is influence and nothing more, nothing less. If a boss looks in the mirror and finds that they can no longer influence the behavior of the team, they are the problem. This is true. It's time to reconnect with your staff and determine what they need and aren't getting from you. Only then can you begin to change and be the leader of the staff needs to drive results. And that's something I did a lot of. You get to see some issues with your people. And what I did was I had a breakfast, small breakfast, 6 to 10 people, good people, but by the way, I never bothered with the C's, good people who I saw, maybe they're having a problem. We got together early in the morning, 8 o'clock, cup of coffee, and I asked them, what would you do if you were me? What are the problems that you see within the organization that we can fix? And I always said, it's just between us. It will go no further. And I really was able to get the best out of him and tell him the truth and get things fixed. And that's what it's about. Number five, your customers are complaining about your staff or results. Bosses often have blind spots that cause them to overlook salient points that employees try to tell them. Survey results, high turnover, and bad morale shine a spotlight on undesirable boss behaviors. Ultimately, you know, the best indicator of a struggling boss is customer feedback. Go to the customers. When customers take notice of negative personal patterns and negative results, bosses must finally catch on or bug off, which is true. You must go to customers as well to determine what problems are we having here and what do you think we need to fix, okay? And finally, number six, nobody disagrees with each other. And that's really a problem. I had one CEO tell me, no one disagrees in team meetings. Have a great team. They're totally aligned. Unfortunately, head nodding and quick resolutions are often cited as surefire evidence that this is a great meeting. However, it's not. It's often the case of us want a safe environment where team members feel they can call out each other or you as a team leader. In other words, everything is fine, no problems at all. And of course, there are problems, but people just want to get the heck out of the meeting and don't want to talk about issues at all. That is a real issue and happens a lot, you know, when no one disagrees with each other. That's a lot of bull. So anyway, those just a little bit about what the six are. Alignment. Each of them comes from a management. The six come from a different management consultant. But it's really the six signs. Basically, you might be you, the boss, and maybe the reason your employees are quitting. Okay? The key thing is, as I said, when you have a sense there's issues, sit with them and find out what the issues are between you and them or the company and them. That's the way to do it.
And how much self-awareness do you think that requires?
Well, some have it and some don't.
Right. I mean, I just think that it's also equally important to acknowledge that some people have it and some people don't. And just because it's the way of the world. You know, it's one of those inconvenient observations that you discover along the way. You know,
exactly.
It's not right. Everybody is not everybody is the same when it comes to their skills or their sensitivity or their creativity, and you know, in certain cases you can improve, and in other cases you might have to find a different arrangement. Or
yeah, well, I'm sure many of us listening have had to work for people who are not bosses. I mean, they're not really good at it. And they don't last. They really don't last. I mean, you're in there, but eventually it's going to catch up with you. Eventually, and you're out. We've all had that experience, Jill.
Thank you very much, Sander Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day.